On this Saturday morning, we're talking trees with John Eisenhower and guest Peter Condon from Mesa Community College from the Urban Horticultural Program. Classes are now. Sign up now.
Sign up now. MesaCC.edu, and right on the front page is the Urban Horticulture Program. Click on that link. It'll give you all the info.
You mentioned three different programs for urban horticulture. All of them sounded great. Can I take all three?
Yes, you can custom tailor your program just as long as you ask me, and I'll fix it all up for you.
And if I'm starting out and I've been doing landscape or mowing lawns and, you know, I'm moving on to college age now, one of the benefits is I can charge more after I go through these classes.
You will know more, and know more means sometimes charge more.
All right.
That's right.
Let's bring Jim into the conversation. Calling from Tucson, wants to talk about a couple trees he planted. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Listen, about 2 years ago, I planted two bottle trees. They were in 15-gallon containers, and they're planted side by side, maybe 8 feet apart, maybe 10 feet apart. And they were identical in all respects at that time. Now, 2 years later, one of them has great growth. It looks so healthy. Anybody would be proud of that tree. It's tall, and a lot of growth on the diameter of the trunk. The leaves look healthy. The other one, very close to it, hasn't grown a bit. That one initially lost a lot of leaves, but eventually the leaves came back. And the leaves that are on there look healthy, but the whole tree is no bigger than it was 2 years ago. And one of the differences, when the nursery delivered the trees, when they took it off the truck, they grabbed the sick one or the weak one by the trunk and basically dislodged a lot of the roots. So we had to be very careful when we planted it, but it has survived for 2 years, but just hasn't grown. And is there any way that you can guide me to troubleshoot this issue?
All right. Jim, we appreciate the call. That's a great question.
Well, you know, you probably, you know, have, I'm glad you rehearsed the history, because the history is critical to understanding why our trees are doing as well as they are. We have a saying, as go the roots, so go the shoots. And the root system is so critically important. And if there was any damage during the transplant or the planting process or the transport of the tree, that of course could affect the future growth of the tree. If everything is equal and you've eliminated any differences in the actual planting sites, and there's no, the cultural practices are the same, then you have to start looking at specifics regarding that one tree. If you may have answered your own question by telling us that if it had some a bad history or maybe some damage to the root system at the time it was planted, that it's just taken a lot longer to get established and may never do as well or catch up to the other one, and that's unfortunate.
Something I started doing after the Arizona Community Tree Council's conference 2 years ago and 13 was, once I get a tree now out of the bucket, is shave it completely all the way around. A lot of times you see those roots hit that plastic bucket and started curling. Well, I always just stuck it in the ground before that, but something they taught was knock those off so that the roots start growing straight once in the ground. There's so many different little factors that can go into it. And at the end of the day, there's still no trees that are identical.
Right. You know, you don't want to allow the root ball to dry out. And in this case, if the soil, the planting medium itself fell away from the root ball, and it was allowed to be exposed to the air for too long a period of time, it could have dried it out before it hit the ground. But yeah, we do like to examine that root ball and shave the outside if you can.
Any last hope for that other bottle tree, or should he maybe start over?
You know, I would have said maybe he'd want to take a closer look at those roots, but I'm not sure I'd want to open that back up and dig down and do some exposing of those roots again. But no, I'd say maybe try to fertilize it and eliminate any air pockets that might be down in the soil there. I like to add some water and some additional soil and maybe some soil amendments and use the back end of a shovel, the handle of a shovel, and push some nice soil back down in among those roots to try to encourage a little bit better growth.
We'll help find an arborist in your area. There's Tony Serra at the Magic Garden Nursery for a quick reference for Tucson, right on 22nd Street. Robert has a quick watering question before we wrap up this hour. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the quick question is the evergreen tree during the winter, doesn't that require, I hand water my trees, doesn't that require watering too?
Yeah, all trees require watering, even right through the winter. If we've had good seasonal rains, of course, we don't need to water as much. Our rule of thumb is always to allow the soil profile to the depth of the root ball, whether that's 2 feet or 3 feet, completely dry out between waterings. But you don't want to be, just shutting your water off entirely during the winter. You can do that maybe a little more for your desert trees. But most of our evergreens, including pines, certainly need their water during the winter. Don't neglect them.
For our callers on hold, hang on, we will get to you after off the air. Peter, thank you for joining us. And again, Mesa Community College.
MesaCC.edu.
Three different great urban horticultural classes that are starting later January. And Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, our Talking Trees host and certified arborist. It's itreeservice.com.
You got it.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.